Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah about 10 lines into the page. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the shear of the Malacha for Choresh, for Zareah, for Kotzer. So a Choresh Kolshu, someone who plows a little bit, Hamanakish, someone who pulls up weeds from in between good grass, Hamaraksim, someone who cuts branches that are dry from a tree in order that the rest of the tree should grow in properly, Hamazarid, someone who cuts moist branches, new moist branches from a tree, kolshu, even just a little bit, chayiv, chayiv for plowing or for zareya. Hamalake teitzim, someone who picks wood that's attached to a tree or attached to the ground, im lasakein, if it's in order to better the tree or to better the ground, so kolshain, so he's chayiv even a sheer kolshu, im lahesek, if he's doing it in order to make firewood to heat something up, so then kedei levashel beitzakala, then it has to be enough wood that it would make a large enough fire to cook an egg that's easy to cook, a chicken egg. Hamlaket asavim, someone who pulls up weeds, im lasakein, if it's to improve the karka, that the karka should be weed-free, so kolshus, then he's chayiv for being chorish, even if he just takes a little bit of it. Im lebehema, but if he's picking it in order to feed to animals, so then kimelo piagdi, then it has to be enough to fill the mouth of a goat. So says the Gemara, a charisha kolshu lemay chazi, what's it ra'oi for? What can you do with plowing just a tiny drop? So as the Gemara, chazi lebizra dekara. It's ra'oi that you could then plant in it a one seed of a gourd. Dekavasaga b'mishkan shekein ro'i lekelach echad shel samanim, and if they would plow just enough to plant one stalk of one of the samanim, one of the dyes of the mishkan, that would also be considered something. So that's why you're chayiv for doing such a thing, for such a tiny amount of plowing. Hamenakesh, hamakarsim, hamazareit. So we said in the mission of these different types of pulling out weeds or unwanted branches, that you could be chayiv, or even a kolshu. Tanraban, hatolish ulshin, someone who pulls, who detaches ulshin, which is I think it's endives, some type of edible root. Vamazareit zradim, someone who cuts down reeds while they're soft and they're still edible for human beings, and after they harden a little bit, they're usable for animal food, and when they dry out entirely, then they're ra'oi to use for firewood. So im la'achila, if he did it in order to be able to eat it, so k'grogeres, then it has the shear of a food, and the shear would be a k'grogeres to be chayivan. Im la'behema, if he did it to feed an animal, then k'melo piagdi, the shear is going to be based on the size of the mouth of a gedi, and im lahesek, if he did it for firewood, kedei levashel beitzakala, the amount that he would need in order to cook an easily cooked egg, im liapol sesakarka, and if it's in order to make the karka more ra'ui for zriya, so then kol shehin, then even just a tiny drop is a violation of the melacha of choresh. So the brisa, from the order of the Brice, it sounds that if the kavana of the person who's tolesh was for achila or was for hesek, then he's not going to be chayiv until he pulls out the shear that's needed for those activities. And it's only if his kavana is to be miyapa the karka, to make the karka more beautiful, only then is a kol shuhu going to be the shear. So says Gemara, adukulu lo liapos his karka. And then who do pulling thing weeds out of the ground not beautify the karka, regardless of what your intention is, and shouldn't it all be a kolshu, even if you intend to eat it or feed it to an animal? So Rabbi Reza Vidam Tervayu ba'agam shanu, that these shirim that we mentioned in the Brisa are talking about in an agam, and since it's not a place where you would plant something, so there is no need for yipoy hakarka, and that's why you're only going to be chayiv when you pull out enough of a shear to do something with it. Abayar mafilatem v'sada delav agam, no, we're talking about a field that's not an agam, and it is usable. If you clear out the field, it is usable to plant things, but that's not your kavana. So if that's not your kavana, you're not going to be chayiv for that. And that's why you're only going to be chayiv when you have a shear of what you had a kavana to do. But didn't Abayi and Rava both say that even though according to Rabbi Shimon, someone does a malach without kavana is pater, but Moder Rabbi Shimon psikreshe v'lo yamos, that even though if you do malach, damashen miskavein is going to be mutter, but if it's psikreshe, like over here where you have a perfectly relatively usable field and you start pulling weeds out of the field, so it's a psik reishit that the field is going to be usable. Now you did this on someone else's karka where you could care less about it. You couldn't care less about the beauty and the usability of the field. So since you don't get any hanof from that, you're putter, even though it's a psik reishit, because Rabbi Shimon only holds psik reishit is chayiv, where you're going to get hanof from that malacha. Okay, moving on to the next malacha. Next Mishnah tells us, what's the shear of kosev? Hakosev shtei osio. Someone who writes two letters. Bein biyamino, bein bismola, whether he writes with his right hand or his left hand. Bein mishem echad, whether the two letters are the same, like two olives, bein mishtei shemos, or whether he writes olive bays, bein mishtei samanios, whether he writes with two different color dyes, b'chal lashon, and in whatever language, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv for the malach of kosev. Am Rabbi Yossi, lo chiv ushtei yossi, osel mishum roshem, that if you write two letters, it's not the malacha, it's malacha of roshem, shekach kosev al kashem mishkan, because that's how they would mark off the boards of the mishkan, leida ezo ben zugo, in order that they could know which one matches up with which board is supposed to go next to which one. So in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said the shear of ksiva to be chayiv is shtei osios, but it didn't say if that's only when you have kavana to write shtei osios alone, that the that by writing them you have completed your malacha. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, matzinu shem katan mishem gadol. We find that a person is going to be chayiv even for writing a small name from the context of a larger name, meaning he intended to write a longer name, but he stopped after two letters. For example, Shin Mem mi Shimon or mi Shmuel. He wanted to write Shimon or Shmuel, and he just got as far as Shin Mem. Or Nun Ches mi Nochar. Or Dalid Nun mi Daniel. Or Gimel Dalid mi Gadiel. So all of those are examples where a person only wrote two letters, and he intended to write more, but he's already going to be Chayef for writing the two letters. So Bishlam Ayim in the Chayef. So we ask on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that a person is chayiv whether he writes with his right hand or his left hand. So I get why he's chayiv if he writes with his right hand. Did derech ksiva bekach, because that's the normal way to write. Ela asmala mai ha'in derech ksiva bekach. Why would he be chayiv when he writes with his left hand? It's not the derech to write that way. Some Rabbi Yirmiya bi'itar yad shanu. A lefty, it is the derech for a lefty to write that way. V'tavi smol didei kim into kule alma. So ask the Gemara, if we're talking about a lefty, then his left hand is like anyone else's right hand. V'asmala chayiv. Then he should only be chayiv for his left hand, not for his right hand. And our Mishnah said that you chayiv whether you do with your right or your left. So manav shach, if you're a righty, you're not chayiv with your left hand, and if you're a lefty, you're not chayiv with your right hand. Elam Rabaye b'sholit b'shtei yadav, ambidextrous. Rabbi Yaakov b'reid bas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov the son of the daughter of Yaakov, Omar Hamani, who is the Tana that holds that even someone who normally writes righty is chayiv for writing lefty? Rabbi Yosihi, Damar lochiv shtei osios, elim yishem roshem, that it's not a violation of a malacha called kosev, it's a malacha called roshem, to mark something off. And people would mark something off if they don't have to form perfect letters, even with their weaker hand. I mean, the sefer Rabbi Yosi, reish alav Rabbi Yosi, but the sefer of our Mishnah first introduces Rabbi Yosi, that makes it sound like the reisha is not Rabbi Yosi. So it says, well, Rabbi Yosi, the whole Mishnah is really going like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara asks a stira from Rabbi Yudin the Braisa on Rabbi Yudin the Mishnah. Am Rabbi Yudah Matzinu, Rabbi Yudah says in our Mishnah, we find that a person is chayiv for writing two letters of a larger name, you know, like Shem mi Shimon, you know, or Dan mi Daniel, or something like that. So, Rabbi Yehuda Shteyosios Vehin Shnei Shemos, Huda Mechayiv, sounds like only if it's two different letters. Shem mi Shimon is a Shin and a Mem, but Shteyosios Vehin Shem Echad, Hom Mechayiv. But if he writes a Shin and a Shin, or an Aleph and an Aleph, sounds like Rabbi Yudah would not say you're chayiv. Vatanya, but we have a Brisa tells us that if a nasi does an avera b'shogeg va'asa achas, it says if he does one of the mitzvahs Hashem loses and mishkaga, and it says achas, so it sounds like he did one full act. So yachal achi yichtov kol hashem, you might say that he's not going to be chayiv unless he writes out the entire name v'achi yarog kol habeged, or until he weaves the entire garment v'achi yasa kol hanafa until he does all of the sifting. Tamalomar may achas. That's why it doesn't just say achas; it says may achas, even part of a malacha. Im may achas, if it's only from may achas, yochlafi lo kasvela os achas lorgel chut echod lo asala bayis echad benafa. You might think that even if he does just a partial malacha, he only writes a single letter or something like that, that he's going to be chayiv. So tamalomar, that's why the pasuk has to tell me. Achas. Okay, so how is it both achas, a complete malacha, and me'achas, a partial malacha? How can both of those things be true? So, okay, it's said, enu chayiv ad shichtuv shem katan mishem gadol, shem mishimon, umishmuel, noach minochar, don mi daniel, god mi gadiel. So he does a malacha that itself would be considered a malacha, but it's only part of what he wanted to do. So Rabbi Yehuda omer, afil lo kasav l'shtei osi osi en shem echad. But then Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, even if you only write two of the same letters, chayiv, kigon sheish, teis, chach, you write shin shin, taf taf, ches ches, you're still going to be chayiv. So that's the key point. It's Rabbi Yehuda's shita that we're asking from. Because Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, implies that you're only chayiv if they're two separate letters. Over here, you see Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's two of the same. Amar Rabbi Yosef, chimishum kosev uchayiv. Someone writes two letters, is chayiv mishum kosev. They say that only when he writes two letters, which is a full word, you're going to be chayiv alo ein chayiv al mishum roshem. He's only chayiv for marking. Shekin roshem alkashay mishkan leide ezu hi ben zugo. Because after all, they would mark the boards of the mishkan. Lefichach, sarat srita achas al shnei nesarin. If you make two scratch marks on two different boards, the two scratch marks on one board, chayiv, even for that you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Vasa achas yachla shichtav is kol Hashem, atchiyaru kol beged, atchiyas is kol anofa, tamal omer, mei achas, I mei achas, yachla filu kas velos achas, filu orgel chut echod, vafilu asala bayis echad benofa, tamal omer, achas. Okay, it's that, enu chayiv atchiyas amalacha, shekiyotzi bamiskayames. That from achas, mei achas, we learn that you're only chayiv for doing a partial malacha when on its own it would be miskayim, it would last. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi darshins the pasuk differently when it comes to chiyuv chatas, that it's not about the shleimus hamalacha that the pasuk is speaking about, it's about the chiyuv chatas. So va'asa achas va'asa hina, pa'amim shechayev achas al kulan, sometimes you chayev one korban chatas for many different things, pa'am shechayev al kalachas v'achas, and sometimes you chayev separately for each one. So once we quote the whole brisa, the Gemara is going to ask the kasha that we were trying to ask the entire time. Why do we quote this whole brisa with all these different shitos? Katani miha. Rabbi Yehuda amar afilu lo kasav l'shtei osi osi en shem echad chayiv. The Rabbi Yehuda holds even if you only write two of the same letter, you're going to be chayiv. And yet, our Mishnah sounded like Rabbi Yehuda holds two different letters you chayiv, but two of the same you're not. So it says, lo kasha hadidei hadarabe. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was expressing his own opinion that two of the same letters your pater from. In the Brisa, he was expressing the opinion of his Rebbe Rabban Gamliel that two of the same letters you're going to be chayiv. D'tanya Rabbi Dom Rabbi Shum Rabban Gamliel afil lo kasav l'shteyos yosfein shem echod chayiv. Kon shin shin, taf taf, resh resh, gimel gimel, chas chas, that all those things Rabban Gamliel says you chayiv, but maybe Rabbi Yehuda himself does not agree with that. So ask the Gemara. Well, actually, maybe that's a good place to stop. Yeah, we'll stop there, and we'll continue to ask on the Brisa of Hashem next time on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis.